Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
All right, let's start with the biggest news that I'm sure you've probably already heard. O.J. Simpson is dead. So the former football star who was accused and then ultimately acquitted in the killings of his ex-wife and her friend died after a battle with cancer. He was 76 years old. I mean, we all know his story, right? Like, yep. It's funny, I could rehash it all, but I think everybody knows it. Obviously, he was one of the country's most admired athletes, right? Everyone loved his, not only his performance on the field, but his performance in the movies and the commercials. He had this charisma about him. Yeah. Everyone really liked him. But his legacy really was forever changed by those 1994 murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. The live coverage of his arrest and obviously
the
that
Bronco
famous
chase yeah.
that everybody, I think, that was alive saw, no matter if you were a child, because I was a kid when it happened.
Yeah.
I watched the whole thing. It's funny. I think I did. I know I saw it,
yeah.
but I don't know if I actually saw it live or if I just saw it
like
in
the news
afterward,
yeah.
but I definitely yes. saw it, knew what was going on.
Always been following the news, have you?
I always have. Yeah, I am. Some way or another. Now, he did die owing the Goldmans more than $100 million, including interest. They're obviously still trying to get anything they can, if there's yeah. anything even there to get. Ron Goldman's father, Fred, did release a statement saying that the only thing he has to say is that it's just a further reminder of Ron being gone all these years. He said, it's no great loss to the world.
We're going to talk more about it at 6:35.
Yep. So on Thursday, Ron Wood spoke about, actually spoke at the Detroit Economic Club's NFL draft panel, and he talked all sorts of things, right? He talked about the excitement for the upcoming draft. He talked about the Lions offseason, and then he gave some hints about the new uniform designs, which I think everybody is excited to see. And when it comes to those new uniforms, he still didn't give a lot of detail, right? He remained pretty tight-lipped on what we're going to see, what changes we're going to see, but he did say that we're not going to stray far from the Lions' classic look, but there's going to be a modern twist, and he thinks you're going to see both of those things. And he went on to say that he hopes the uniforms propel us for at least the next 5 years to be one of the great uniforms in the NFL.
We find out Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
I'm excited to see.
I am too.
And is it going to be like, it sounds like it's going to be great, but will it be like the Detroit?
I know.
Like, but like, will it be like
the
sign,
up,
right?
Yes.
Like, because you have to build things up because it's exciting when there's something new or a change coming.
Yeah, but
is
will
there
the payoff
too
be worth it?
Right. So I'm interested to see what they're going to look like for sure. Michigan State University, their board of trustees will vote today on whether or not to increase meal and housing rates by almost 7% for the 24-25 school year for incoming students. So the plan would raise housing and dining rates to $12,564. This is for first-year students who select the Silver Unlimited plan. So this is an $810 increase from the previous year. Mm-hmm. It would not affect second-year students. They would not see an increase in residence or dining for this upcoming school year. You can live stream this board meeting. It starts at 9 a.m. However, they're only letting 500 viewers watch.
Oh.
So you got to be ready to
get
jump in right
yep.
away. April is Distracted Driver Awareness Month, and as you can probably guess, our phones play the biggest role when it comes to distracted driving. But there is some good news when it comes to that. There is a new report that says fewer people in Michigan are looking at their phones when they're behind the wheel.
That's good.
Which is great. Maybe it has something to do with the new law that went into effect last June, that the hands-free law. Maybe people are just deciding, you know what, I'd like to be a little safer.
Or it could be more new cars on the road with the ability to be
sure.
hands-free as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know,
true.
Especially when the law came out, I know it was, all the new cars have a lot of great features, mm-hmm. but you don't necessarily explore all of them. When that law came out, I tried to explore as many different things as I could to prevent it. And some of them have held for me.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely found myself making sure my phone is not in my hands as much. Because normally it would just, even if I'm not using it, it's like sitting on my lap or it's right near me in the car. Yeah, it's crazy how attached we are to those things. Finally, if somebody calls you and says, "Can you hear me?" Don't answer them. You know what? Just hang up. Definitely don't say yes, because this is a scam. The "Can you hear me" scam has apparently been targeting customers for quite a few years, and experts are saying don't fall for it. So they disguise themselves as possibly like your bank, or they're calling about your Medicare, or they're calling about, it could be anything, vacations, warranties, and they kind of go by a disguise like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble with my headset. You know, can you hear me?" And what they're doing, could be doing, is recording you saying yes so that they can then reuse your voice to answer other questions. Like they're recording you saying yes.
Yeah, watch out.
It's such a instant reaction. Like it's a mindless reaction when somebody says, "Can you hear me?"
Oh yeah. But maybe say that.
No.
I think. Or just don't answer phone numbers you don't know.
I don't even answer ones I know.
It's Heather with the news.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.